You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about the wake-up call. Who gets the wake-up call? What is the wake-up call? And what does it mean to you? Huh. You know, the wake-up call is an interesting thing, and people have asked me before, Ashley, is there a wake-up call? Do some people get the message? Do some people get told the message? Do some people get the direction? Or are we just kind of floating around? Are some people left in the dark, or are other people illuminated? And what does it all mean, really? And I always tell people that everybody gets the wake-up call. Every person you know gets the wake-up call. Now, whether or not they answer that call is a different story. It's interesting. When I was younger, I remember going back to my teens, my late teens, I got the wake-up call a lot. I got the wake-up call like once a day. And the wake-up call I speak about is the one that illuminates the light and explains to us, to a degree, who we truly are. Who we are supposed to be. What values we should have. But even better than that, who we can be, who we should be, and who the best person we can be. You know, a lot of times we try to be somebody we're not. A lot of times we try to be somebody we're not because we think it's cooler. Because we think that it's better to be somebody we're not, because it's better to be somebody different. And when was the last time that you acted differently or tried to be a different persona? We've done it all before. We've all done it before. And I remember in college, I was doing it all the time, thinking if I fit in this way, or if I dress this way, if I act this way, if I talk this way, people will like me more. And I remember one of my biggest hang-ups in school, throughout my whole school career, was my voice. I always wanted to have a very high-pitched voice. One of those ones that you hear on the cheerleaders, doing the pom-pom cheering. And you always wanted that voice. I was really high-pitched. But I didn't have it. It wasn't granted to me. And I remember trying to change my voice several times, trying to make it a higher pitch, trying to kind of change it out when I call people on the phone, but it didn't work. I remember trying to be somebody I wasn't, as far as to not really think about life's riches, to not really understand where I stood, to kind of discredit myself because I felt like the values that our world has placed on people necessarily weren't the values that I had. And I think some of us deal with this on a daily basis. Think about it. How many of us on a daily basis define ourselves by the amount of money we make? Whether it's good or bad, whether the money's good or it's not that good, how many of us define ourselves by the amount of money that we make? I've done it. I've been on the side where I'm not making that much money. I'm not. And so when I wasn't making very much money, I would define myself based on the fact that I wasn't making enough. And what does that mean for my personal value? What does that mean? Does that mean that I have value, or does it mean that I'm not? Interesting. And I think in this world, a lot of times we have a tendency of defining ourselves or giving ourselves value or discrediting ourselves based on worldly items, based on a worldly situation that may or may not have any sort of reality or is based on a convoluted system. And when we talk about the wake-up call tonight, we talk essentially about opening up your mind to realizing the true values, the true purpose of our life. And I know that some of us think, okay, my purpose is this, this, and that. But I think that once we realize our true purpose, our true calling, and that comes with the wake-up call, and that comes with the fact of realizing that there's certain things in life that we cannot continue to do to actually follow our life's purpose. I've been there before where you want to find your purpose, and you know it, and you've seen glimpses of it, and you know that it exists, but yet you know that if you accept the purpose, if you choose to accept this mission... If you choose to accept this mission, that guess what? You're going to get stuck in this mission. Did you really want to jump up to all this stuff? Did you really want to jump into these shoes and take on all this? You know, and some of us look at the Bible and you look at writings and you go, man, you know, Jesus is over there stressed out. I don't want to do all this. I didn't want to be the Son of God. And if you think about it, there's a lot of similarities there, because when we actually step up to the plate, and we do what we have to do, and we do what we need to do, and we wake up, and we take the wake-up call. Guess what? We're awake. We're no longer sleeping through life. We're no longer just saying, oh, yeah, you know, another Ambien. Give me another drink. Let's drive and drink around town. Better yet, I don't really want to see the reality of things. I want to just live and party, and you know, it's this party like it's in 1999. But when you accept that wake-up call, you realize that there's more to life than meets the eye. You realize that there's more to life than instant gratification. More to life than instant gratification. More to life than sex and drinking and drugs and all that good stuff. There's a lot more to life, actually. There's a presence. There's a virtue. There's authentic living. There's purpose. And there's you. And it's interesting when we go through these changes and these metamorphoses, you might say, when it comes to going from one extreme to another, being very happy-go-lucky, do whatever you want. I don't really know, honestly, if before the wake-up call, are we happy-go-lucky? I think we're more like stuck. I think we're more like in a coma. And the coma is an interesting coma, because sometimes we have visions of being at a nightclub, and other times we have visions of having sex with random people, and other times you have visions of doing whatever you want and not caring whatsoever if you get out of bed, if you don't get out of bed. Raise your hand in your own mind. If you've been in the situation when you were in college and you were in school, I'm just not going to get up. Not going to deal with the responsibilities. I'm not going to step up to that level. I'm going to sleep in, and I'm going to like it. And a lot of times people are doing that through their life. They're sleeping in through life. They're sleeping in. They're pushing the snooze button of life because, you know what? They don't want to wake up. If you wake up, you now have more responsibility than you did before. And I think a lot of people get stressed out and scared because of that responsibility. If I know that that is not right, and I know that that's not going to better me, then I'm not supposed to do it anymore, then that kind of sucks. So I can't do that anymore. So instead, wouldn't that be better if I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to do that anymore? That would be easier. Because then I could just say, I didn't know any better. I'm just didn't know any better. Just call me crazy, officer. I didn't know. It's a lot easier to say that than it is to know that, yes, indeed, I did something antithetical to what I should do. I feel guilt, and I need to repent for this guilt. And at that point, after that, I have to be aware of that and change my life and get on the straight and narrow. And that's what comes with the wake-up call. When we return, we'll be talking more about the wake-up call, what the wake-up call means to you, and how to answer it. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, we're talking about the wake-up call. What it means to get the wake-up call, what the wake-up call symbolizes. But better yet, how to answer the wake-up call and what the wake-up call means to you. We're not talking about waking you up for an early flight to Cincinnati. We're talking about life's wake-up call. About when you realize that it's time to wake up, it's time to get out of that coma, jump out of bed, the proverbial bed of sleep, which is really just living a life that is sucked in by certain things and not bettering ourselves, but trying to be better than everybody else. And then realizing our purpose, our drive, and the reason why we're here. I know. Dun, dun, dun. This is a very big existential show tonight. And as I'm talking about this and I'm thinking about this and I'm wondering and I'm pondering, and now I have you pondering, the wake-up call. When was the last time that you surrounded yourself with friends that you love, they're dear to you, that you just felt like you were getting dumber by the minute around them? When was the last time that you realized that you had grown up and other people had not? When was the last time that you felt like you no longer fit in? In that situation, what I would tell you right now in order to fix that situation is to find new friends and to find a different outlet. A lot of times we go back to the past for security, to make us feel better, to make us feel okay about things, to have a good beat on life. Because you know what? We're scared of progressing. We're scared of moving on, and we feel scared about things. We feel that life is passing us by. We feel like we don't know what's happening next. And the more we feel that we can take the wake-up call, the scarier we get. The scarier we get about not being able to go back. What happens when we can't go back? What happens? And I've been there before where I've had the wake-up call in dreams. And I've had images where I know what I need to do, but yet I go backwards. You go out to the club, you do whatever, fill in the blank of you going backwards. And you go backwards and you do your thing. And you don't feel any better about it. Like, after it's over with, you kind of feel stupid about it. And you feel like you've kind of wasted more hours of your life that you can never get back. But in the same sense, you kind of avoided the responsibility factor. You've been able to avoid, again, this death sentence that some of us feel like it is. Because we can't ever go backwards. We could only go forward. We can't act like we don't know anymore. We can't act like the wool is over our eyes anymore, because we've pulled the wool up, we've looked out of the corner of our eye, and we've pulled the wool blindfold back down. We pulled it back down because I think a lot of us get a little scared because we go, hey, we're just human, right? Aren't we supposed to make mistakes? It's human to make mistakes, huh? But is it human to make mistakes, or is it okay to make mistakes, or are we just making mistakes for the sake of making mistakes? Or is it that we're scared because if we get the wake-up call, we realize that our mistakes were actual intentional, conscious mistakes, and they really weren't mistakes. They were actually intentional concepts that we accepted, and we decided to follow through with certain things that might not have been to our best of interest. When you start realizing life's reality, you start realizing a lot of things, and you realize there's a lot of things out there that you're doing that aren't really good. They're antithetical to having a good life. They're antithetical to being able to see the reality. I mean, I've taken the wake-up call, and the wake-up call to me was being able to sit there and say, okay, this is why we're here on planet Earth. This is what we're supposed to be doing. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is who I am. And it's not about being better than other people. It's about being better than myself, doing the right thing, stepping up to the plate, and being honest and authentic. Okay. That's a hefty deal right there. That's a hefty deal. That's a hefty concept to take on. That's a hefty concept to take on because we have to sit there and rationalize in the fact that, you know what? We have to step up to the plate and be who we are, who we authentically are, not who we want to act like we are, not who we want to, you know, dream like we are, not like actors on TV or actresses or anything like that. But we have to actually step up to the plate, and I have to be Ashley. Authentically Ashley, realistically Ashley, Ashley not on drugs, Ashley really not on alcohol, Ashley not doing things that are antithetical to Ashley, and being me and being honest. Wow. And some of us get scared about that because we've never honestly been authentically ourselves. We've always been a pseudo-self, a part of ourselves, but not the whole self, right? We've been a part of ourselves. There's certain things that we've accepted and we say, okay, in opening arms, we go, yeah, that's me. But there's certain things we don't really want to come to terms with. What are those things? Maybe it could be our real direction. Maybe our real pursuit in life. Maybe it's not doing this, but it's being a teacher. Maybe it's about looking at our own personal habits and realizing when we're sabotaging ourselves. Realizing when we're backtracking because of what? Because we're scared of progressing. Realize when we're holding other people down. Realizing when we're holding ourselves to a standard that isn't correct. Realizing that we put ourselves on a pedestal that doesn't exist. Realizing that other people aren't to be judged. And when we judge other people, we judge ourselves. Realizing that there's more to life than meets the eye. And there's a lot of things out there that we don't really get if we're not paying attention to who we truly are and what we truly need to be. You know, I have a funny feeling that a lot of us go through life and we're trying to be something, but are we really just being? Trying to be versus being, two different things. Trying to be and being, two different things. Because you can try to do a lot of things, but trying to do anything doesn't really work. And I've had people call me up and say, well, I tried to do this. And they go, oh, geez, well, why don't you stop trying and why don't you do it? And they go, excuse me? And they normally get very combative. They normally get kind of combative. Yeah. I go, no, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm not trying to fight with you. I'm just saying, do and be instead of try, because try is only going to get us so far. Because the only words and the only times I use the word try is when somebody's trying my nerves. Or when I'm trying the door and the lock's not opening. Nobody ever tried anything. Nobody ever said, I got a medal in trying. And I think we have to recognize that when we're dealing with the wake-up call. We can't try to get the wake-up call. We can't try to pick it up. We can't try to accept it. We can't try to assimilate it. We have to do it. We have to be it. And the wake-up call is internal. There's no outside alarm clock connected to our body that we push the snooze button. But for most of us, before we accept the wake-up call, we push the snooze button at least a dozen times. I think when I was a kid and I got the awakening, I think I pushed the snooze button several times. I think I got quite creative. I think the next time that the alarm went off, I unplugged the alarm and chunked it out the window of the third floor of the apartment building and let a car run over it. Because I didn't necessarily want to wake up. Why should I have to wake up? Everybody else is having fun. Why should I have to wake up? It looks like a lot of work to be awake. Because all of a sudden now I know what I can and shouldn't do. All of a sudden now I have to hollow myself up to a higher level of standards. I gotta be purpose driven. I have to be authentic. I gotta be real. Ah, jeez. That's a lot of work. And when we have to deal with these things in life and we have to try to figure out how to deal with it, that alarm clock, that awakening is inherently important. And I know that you have friends and you have coworkers and you have even some of you have spouses that haven't received the wake-up call because they don't want to. And some people avoid the wake-up call with drugs and alcohol. Other people avoid it with pharmaceuticals and prescription and painkillers. Pain pills are interesting because they keep us away from really feeling. The less emotional and the less ability to feel we have, the less likely we are to accept the wake-up call. And I think that that's one of the reasons for the rise in pharmaceuticals is some people just don't want to deal with the wake-up call. Some people just don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it. They feel like they can just run through their life and deal with their life and accept their life because you know what? It's okay. It's okay. They understand it. They get it. They can go through life's day-to-day issues and they feel okay about it. But at what time do you finally accept the fact that there's more to life? And when I was younger, I realized that eventually I realized that indeed there was more to life and I could either choose to accept it or choose to ignore it. And the more I chose to ignore it, the more painful it became. The more consequences that I had to deal with, the more pain I put myself through, the more issues I found myself in, the types of people I were hanging out with were questionable at best. Because I wanted to avoid the wake-up call at all costs because I thought, I'm having fun. I'm having fun. For once in my life, I'm having fun. And I want to have fun. I didn't realize that after the wake-up call, you could actually continue to have fun, but the fun would actually be at a different level. Stay tuned when we return. We'll be talking more about the wake-up call, about life, about the changes that you'll experience in life, and about how awesome your life will become. So stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about the wake-up call. The wake-up call that everyone gets. The wake-up call that we all receive if we allow it to be. Huh. I'm talking about the wake-up call to realize our purpose, to realize who we are, to connect with our authentic self, to be who we truly are. Not who we think we should be, not who the magazines tell us that we should be, not the body or the image of somebody else, but who we truly are. About not being better than other people, but being better than we were yesterday. About seeing the rhythm and the rhyme and the synchronicity in life. About recognizing the things that really matter. And about choosing to understand life's intricacies. You know, life is an interesting concept because a lot of times, if we don't take the wake-up call, we overlook all the really cool stuff. To put it like a kid would put it, you miss all the cool stuff. Because you're too busy trying to be the adult. The classy one. The one with all the answers. And I think that a lot of times we have to step back and look at life and say, hey, what matters? And that wake-up call is what helps you figure that out. And when I was younger, I got the wake-up call at a certain point in my life where I didn't want it. I had gone through a lot of health issues. I had had a really tough childhood. And I didn't want to deal with it. I wanted to have fun. And I was kind of resentful of it because I was like, I've fought for my life for years. And why can't I just have a little bit of fun? And yeah, sure, that fun was not helpful. And sure, that fun took me off from where I was. And sure, that fun, yes, taught me a lot in the end. But I remember my wake-up calls that I would put the snooze button on, 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 throw the alarm out the window, let a Mack truck run over it, put the wool back over my eyes, fasten it real tight to my eyes too, you know. Think about it. And then one day, I accepted that wake-up call apprehensively. And you can't go back. You accept it and you go, oh, crud. Okay, so now I know the reality of the situation. And if I go back, then I'm just going backwards. And I know I'm going backwards. I not only know I'm going backwards, I'm actually self-sabotaging myself to a point where there is no return. Or I at least know in my own heart of hearts that, yes, indeed, I'm self-sabotaging myself and there's nothing I can do about it. But there is everything I can do about it because I've already taken the wake-up call because there is no more I don't know. Because was there ever any, I don't know? You know, I deal with clients a lot where they say, so how does that make you feel? And they go, I don't know. And I go, but you do know, so why don't you say it? We all know, and you and I both know, that you're thinking about these things right now, and you realize that if you already accepted the wake-up call, that you haven't been able to turn back around because you know the truth. And if for you that are listening that haven't accepted the wake-up call, why haven't you? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting because you want to still have fun? You want to still go crazy? You want to get trashed on Friday and Saturday nights and go to the strip club and do whatever you want to do? But you don't want to feel guilty about it, because if you actually set and you actually accept the wake-up call, then you'll feel guilty about it because you know what you need to be doing. And I'm not saying that the wake-up call is all of a sudden a prude call where you can't do anything fun and life is no longer fun and you're stuck in a rut. The wake-up call is accepting the fact of who you are, what you add to life, the reason for your being, for the most part, or at least the drive to find the reason for your being, and then taking it a step further. And actually getting on target and finding your path and trying not to sway off of it. And I'm not saying that you're not going to make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We all try to get off the path to make it easier, or something looks interesting, or somebody looks interesting that we end up later on regretting. And that's one of the things that we want to focus on when we take that wake-up call, is we realize that, yes, indeed, it is kind of a sentence of being up and awake, and you have to now assimilate the fact that, indeed, you want to follow kind of some guidelines and have these values, because otherwise you might feel guilty because you do know the truth. Ignorance is bliss for some, but is it really? And that's what we're really talking about tonight, isn't it? Is ignorance bliss, or is ignorance just ignorant? Because I think for most part, when ignorance was around and you were ignorant to the fact of what was going on, and it was okay, and you got away with whatever you wanted to, but what happened when you realized that what you were getting away with wasn't really good? It was kind of tainted. You kind of felt guilty, right? Because you probably did it anyway. And so that guilt starts festering, and you start accumulating more and more guilt, and then eventually you either have to stop doing what you're doing, kind of repent in your own mind, ask for forgiveness and move on, or you keep doing it and you basically turn off the wake-up call and you say, I don't want to deal with this reality. I'm going to go into a pseudo-reality because this reality sucks in my mind. But what I'm saying tonight is that the wake-up call itself is so much better than the ignorance concept. It's unbelievable. Ignorance is bliss is fine if you're in a paper bag. If you're in a paper bag, and you're living in a paper bag, and you don't know that you're living in a paper bag, that's good. However, you're not living in a paper bag. So instead of living in a paper bag, you feel like you're living in kind of a two-dimensional world where things are all as they seem and all as they look. They all look the way they really are. Everything is as we see it, which we know that's not the case. And there is nothing left for us to see. And I always think it's interesting how a lot of people take everything for face value and they feel like there's nothing else left, that the whole universe is just face value. There's nothing left. When you die, and that's it. And to me, it's like, when did you just totally pass by the wake-up call class? Because I think that all of us get the wake-up call all the time until we finally accept it. And I've actually had clients that have come in my office that have taken heroin and cocaine and everything they can to not take that wake-up call. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with the fact that they actually have to step up to the plate and do something. They don't want to have responsibility. They don't want to have to realize that in reality, what really matters in life, it's not about this, it's not about that. It's about love and honesty and authentic living and getting to know who you honestly are. And what that matters. And to also accept the fact that we all have a set purpose in life that's important and integral to the reason why we're here. We're not just here laissez-faire, which is another reason why a lot of people don't take the wake-up call, because they don't want to deal with it. Oh, you mean like I can't just keep doing what I'm doing and be on autopilot? I got to actually step up to the plate and realize that there's more to life than meets the eye? I got to actually look between the lines and I got to figure all this out? And on top of that, I got to jump to a higher level of thought processes and a higher level of dealing with things. And not only that, I got to be conscious about what I do. You know, I got to treat people with respect. But is it really that hard? It's like when I finally took the wake-up call, at first I was kind of upset because I was like, you know, this is a lot to handle for my age. I kind of wanted another couple of years of ignorance is bliss, but I always knew that it really wasn't. I always kind of knew the reality. I just didn't want to jump in hook, line, and sinker, because if you do, there's no turning back. And when you try to turn back, that's when a lot of people have a very frustrated life. Because I know that there's some people listening tonight that know exactly what I'm talking about, where you already know what you need to be doing, but you don't want to do it. You'd rather ignore it. You'd rather put it on the back burner. You'd rather fulfill certain urges than actually jump up to the plate and succeed and be who you need to be. And in that situation, you have this issue. You have a divided self. You're not really truly happy because on the other side, you're kind of sad. You feel guilty, but yet you feel bliss, but yet you feel guilty about having the bliss because the bliss isn't getting you into the right direction. And you know that the bliss is based on something that's not real. Being that it's not real, you're buying into it, but yet you're not really buying into it. And so the whole situation of life is stacked based on this. So let me give you a real example. You get into a relationship. Let's say that you're a man or woman. You get into a relationship with somebody that you know, if you receive the wake-up call, is not a genuine or is not acting from a genuine position at this time in their life. Not that they're good or bad. They're just not authentically living and they haven't accepted the wake-up call and you realize this. But yeah, they look really good. And so you accept all this stuff about them. But then again, you know consciously that this relationship is not based on love and it's not based on reality. But then you kind of push that aside and you act as though it is. And for a few months or years, you have some sort of assembly of a relationship. And it's not until later on when some hardships come about that it wrecks or falls apart or what have you. But in the very beginning, you knew that this relationship was based on lies. You knew it was based on what somebody else wanted or what you wanted. And both people were using each other for something. One was using each one for the looks and one was using each other for the money or whatever it has to be. It wasn't authentic. It wasn't about love. And put that in perspective in your own life. What are you doing in your life right now that's antithetical to you? Why aren't you accepting the full wake-up call? And if you haven't, what are you avoiding? What are you truly scared of dealing with in your life? And what actually scares you the most? When we return, we'll be talking more about the wake-up call, how you can be sure if you've actually accepted and jump up to achieving and accepting that wake-up call. And if not, what you can do today to begin to answer that call and be a more authentic, true, purposeful individual. Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes. You could be
my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about the wake-up call. Have you accepted your wake-up call or have you pushed the snooze button? You know, a lot of us are pushing the snooze button right now because we don't really want to deal with it. Our life's okay. We have a good beat on things and people are the way they are. And ignorance is bliss. But what about the fact that a lot of times we lose sight of what life is really about? Because if we keep tuning into ignorance is bliss and the fun 24/7, we miss out on the real reason why we're here. We miss out on the real reason why we're living this life, why we have this purpose, why we are here, why we were created, and better yet, what we need to attain, what we need to fulfill. What are the obligations that we're here to fulfill? Because I'll tell you one thing, we all have the ability to do something better than everybody else on the planet. So you can do one thing better than everybody else in the whole world can do. What is that? What is that? Is that bringing people together? Is that educating people? Is that illuminating the light and helping people figure out? Is that helping people deal with guilt? Is that helping people be happier people? Is that helping people be more authentic? Think about it. Whatever it might be, you have an ability that nobody else has. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to keep shutting it up? Are you going to keep putting a muffle over it? Are you going to keep saying, you know what? I don't want to deal with this. This is too much to deal with. I'm just a human being, and you know what? I don't want to deal with this crud. This is too much for anybody to deal with, but is it? Because if you've woken up and everybody that's listening that has awoken, you realize it's not that much to deal with. It's just getting used to it. So let me talk about the tips on the fact that when you know that you've accepted the wake-up call, the first tip when you've accepted the wake-up call is that you can no longer live in the shadows. You can no longer live in the dark. You can no longer partake of darkness. And you can no longer feel good about doing things that are antithetical to you. For example, if you know that you have a drinking problem and you know that you shouldn't be drinking, the next time you take a drink, you're going to feel guilty about it. You're going to feel guilty about it because you know you shouldn't be doing it. You know that it doesn't go with you. You know that it doesn't bode well for you. For other people out there that do pharmaceutical or recreational drugs, when you've taken the wake-up call, you know that those drugs, they don't help you. You know that. You know that. And sometimes, even if you've taken the wake-up call, you might still partake. But isn't it funny how you kind of realize that it gets you off target a little bit? And if it's a small escape from your true purpose, I don't know if that's totally bad, but I think that when we don't accept the wake-up call at all, that's a complete escape. You know, the third thing to realize about stuff about life and with purpose is to realize that when we deal with the wake-up call, it shines a light on who we are. Because guess what? It shines a light back to us and shows us who we are without the masks, without the makeup, without the BS. And we have to step up to the plate and say, you know what? This is who I am. This is who I am. And I'm happy about being me. I love me some me. And it's not about feeling bad about things. It's not about trying to cower toward things. It's about you stepping up to the plate and saying, you know what? This is me. This is who I am. This is what I stand for. And this is what I will not deal with. And until you step up to that plate and accept that wake-up call, guess what? We have a tendency of bending over backwards for things that we can't stand. We have a tendency of bending over backwards for things that we don't stand for. And we accept things we should never, ever accept. That wake-up call is our salvation. That wake-up call is what separates you from others. So let's talk about the great divide. We hear people talk all the time. We hear people talk all the time about how certain people don't understand them, how certain people they don't get, how all this stuff, like they don't realize, they're like, I can't communicate with these people. These people don't seem to be able to communicate with me. I don't understand them. We don't fit. We aren't compatible. I don't know where they're coming from. And a lot of times we have to realize there's a great divide right now. There's a lot of people that have accepted the wake-up call and a lot of people that have not. A lot of people that will continue to push the snooze button and a lot of people who have already woken up. They've been able to take that alarm clock. It's permanently on. They're awake and they're aware. And when you're awake and aware around people who are not awake and not aware, it doesn't work. And there is a large percentage of people who are awake and a large percentage of people who are not. And those two people do not work together. And it's not sweet like oil and vinegar where it tastes good on French bread or sourdough. It doesn't work. Because whatever you try to explain to them, they're never going to get. They're not going to understand you because they can't come from that perspective because they have not awakened. If I sat there and tell you about the light and about how great all this stuff is and you aren't there, you're going to think that I am blowing smoke up your butt. And you know what else, too, is they're going to wonder where you're coming from and why are you lying. You know, people, when they haven't awakened yet, they don't get it. They don't understand. And for people that have already awakened, they don't understand why the other people haven't wakened up yet. What's taking them so long? Why are they out there? And right now we're talking about the division, because there is a great divide across the country and in the world of people who have woken up and who get it and people who have chosen not to at this time. And they've chosen not to for whatever reasons they've chosen not to. But what I'm explaining to you tonight is that if somebody's chosen not to wake up, you can't wake them up for them. You can't wake them up. It's like trying to wake up somebody in a coma. If you sat there and you push on their arm and you go, hey, wake up, wake up, wake up. Aunt Flo, wake up. Aunt Edna, wake up. No, Aunt Edna can't wake up in a coma necessarily by you touching her and trying to wake her up. You know, Aunt Edna can wake up if she is able to wake up within her body. Because it's not just a light sleep. This is being entranced. And you have to let these people wake themselves up. And if they do, great. If they don't, then you have to continue to walk on. You can try to show them by example. You can try to help them by example. You can try to show them how to jump up and how to live their life by example of accepting that there's more to life than meets the eye, of accepting that the fact that they can take choice A or choice B. They can take awaken and they can take darkness. They can take awaken and they can take blindness. And that's the key, is that eventually we all have to realize that there is a choice. We are given a choice in every single thing that we have. This whole life is about choices. This whole life is about accepting or not accepting choices that we're given. About following other people or not following other people. About doing what's easier, doing what's not easy. You know, when we accept that wake-up call, a lot of times we do what's not easy. In the eyes of other people. But is it really not easy? Or is it just not really common? You know, when we see people do amazing things like Mother Teresa, God bless her, people go, oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah, look. And yes, she did a lot of amazing work. But in her head, was that difficult? Sometimes, I'm sure. Sometimes she woke up and said, my God, I hope I'm doing the right thing. And this is a lot of work. And I work my butt off all the time and I do what's right. And sometimes I don't always do right by myself, but I am. Sometimes to her, some of the things that she did were probably easy to her and difficult for other unawakened people to realize. It's like the concept of working really hard, and other people aren't working that hard at all. And when you come in from work after a 14-hour day and people go, oh my God, how do you do that? And you go, well, that's just what I do. And they go, oh my God, I could never do that. There comes a time when you have to awake or not. And I don't think that it's ever too late. I think that the wake-up call is always steadily there. The wake-up operator is always there because it's within you, because it's also a higher dimension, but it's also within you because you want to be awake. You really do. But a lot of times people let certain things get in the way of them being awake. They let certain depression or negativity or anger or medication get in the way. And when they do that, guess what happens? It takes them farther away from the source and it makes them angry and they fight who they truly are. And that's why I think they say that, you know, older people are wiser, is because I think they've gotten through the BS, because they've realized that there is no set quotient. There is no set mathematical equation that states that this is going to create X, Y, Z. But in reality, we all have our own separate wake-up call. And that wake-up call allows us to be who we are, to be authentic, to love life, to be happy in its own reality of happiness. Not happy based on a plane or on a car or on a sexy man or woman that you're dating, but happiness, genuine happiness based within you. And when you realize that that's part of the wake-up call, that you can actually have genuine happiness based upon you, why not answer the call? But the call is based on the fact that you know who you are. You have to step up to the plate and start doing what means something to you. To stop sabotaging yourself. To realize that you do have things that you can do better than everybody else. But to use those to an advantage to help other people and to help yourself. But to realize that your life is more than just a small human life that you feel doesn't have that much power. But to realize that you are powerful. You're not powerless. And that you can change the world because you have all that within you. But until we turn on the light, we can't see it. Begin to realize that you have that within you. And if you have accepted the wake-up call, continue to stay awake. Realize that it's only going to get easier, even though in the beginning it seems difficult because they want to keep us back in that darkness and ignorance seems to be bliss. It's not. Eventually, you'll realize the bliss of being awake and how amazing it is to be connected to the source. You have all within you. You are missing nothing. You are perfect within yourself. Realize that. Accept that. Respect yourself. Acknowledge that. And in return, yourself will give you everything and anything that you've ever dreamed could ever be possible. Stay tuned because I have a great show for you next. Always more answers, less questions. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in three shakes.